You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and John Budden here to look ahead to the best of Monday's racing. It's almost here, John. It's almost here. The Cheltenham Festival is on the horizon. We've got one more day's racing to look at before we can focus fully on the festival, if you like. We are going to look at one race at the festival on this podcast, on Monday's Racing Podcast. But we are also going to look at four contests even, on Monday from Stratford, from Chepstow and from Chelmsford. We'll get to those shortly. But first, John, hello, how are you?
I'm okay. Pretty well. I could do with another winning nap, as we all could, but otherwise happy.
Okay, well, we're recording this before Sunday's racing. You may have had one by the time people are listening to this. who knows, John, who knows?
Who knows?
We are just going to quickly look at the Champion Hurdle. Obviously, the decks are in for the Champion Hurdle, and I suppose the big news from Sunday is that Vroom Vroom Mag confirmed is going for the Mares, taking on Limini in that. And the Champion Hurdle news, I suppose the big news from yesterday, or as we record this, is that Moonracer goes for the Champion Hurdle now for David Pipe. So the betting looks like this: Yanworth 5-2, Bouvardaire 4-1, 6-1 Petit Mouchoir, Brain Power 7s, 8-1 Moonracer. My Tent or Yours 14s with the new one. Bigger prices the rest of them. JP has got Yanworth and Bouvardaire, the front two in the betting. Does JP McManus win this year's Champion Hurdle, John?
Well, I think he's got a very good chance. It is quite interesting in a way that Alex, we've been talking about Cheltenham for months and months, and until now, till literally 48 hours before the big race, we weren't certain what was going to run,
yeah.
Which is to me rather amusing and certainly confusing. I think he will win for a long time. I have had just two horses for the Champion Hurdle, and one of them is owned by JP McManus, and that's the favourite, Yanworth.
Okay.
I do think he's a class horse, Alex, and he certainly acts at Cheltenham. There have been people who've criticised his hurdling being less than fluent, and he hasn't, they say, won as well as he should have done at Wincanton and Kempton, but they're tight tracks. He'd be much better suited to the galloping terrain at Cheltenham. So JP McManus, in my view, will win with Yanworth. Well, if he's going to win.
Okay. Who's the other one then that you've had your eye on?
Brain Power.
Okay.
I think Brain Power is a real prospect here. Interesting, he hasn't moved in the betting. He was, 7-1 earlier in the week, still apparently 7-1. Handicapper, of course, but my goodness, he won the Ladbroke Hurdle really well. And Michael Buckley owns this horse. He thinks it's definitely a hurdler of real potential. And I think Nicky Henderson, myself, is going to have a tremendously successful festival. Mm. And Brain Power at 7-1. To me, is really good value, although I think Yanworth would be my first choice. And, of course, is Cyrus Darius
declared? Yes. We've got, what have we got? So I mentioned up to the new one at 14. 16's Footpad, Wicklow Brave 20s, and then 33's for Chitty Bello, Cyrus Darius, and So Royale.
Yes, well, the Malcolm Jefferson thinks, a great deal of Cyrus or Sirius Darius, and he did win the Moor Battle Hurdle well, and two or three seasons ago was a tremendously impressive winner of a valuable novice hurdle at Entry. So if you want a wild outsider to get into the frame, I would advise Sirius Darius.
You see, another one that I'd like to throw in the mix at a big price, because I think it is a very wide open Champion Hurdle this year.
Oh, it's a tremendously competitive.
But I think that's a good thing.
So do I, Alex. I'm fed up with the major races being dominated by one or two stars.
Yeah. And they are fantastic. Let's make no mistake, we want to see the best horses that we possibly can. But there comes a time where you go, do you know what? I'd like to see a really... let's take, for example, the Cheltenham Gold Cup of a few years ago when Lord Windermere won. Not a fantastic Gold Cup in terms of quality. But in terms of viewing pleasure, absolutely stunning.
Yes, riveting, exciting. Yeah. And many, many of the races coming up at Cheltenham are like that, which is excellent news. And, of course, you've got the two stars, Altior and Duvain. I mean, if they get beaten, the bookmakers will be throwing up their flags of delight. There's a question about On the Fringe and the Fox Hunters. Many people think that's the third star. I'm not actually convinced about that.
Okay. I said there's just one I want to throw at a big price. Same price as Sirius Darius, 33s as we record this. Is So Royale in the race, purely because we ran a really nice race behind Yanworth last time when Yanworth was maybe not at his best, granted. But I just think has been completely and utterly forgotten. Is by no means... I think plenty would have to underperform for So Royale to get involved. But at 33s, you know exactly the kind of race that So Royale is going to run. Certainly not short of speed.
No.
At 33s, I think it's just worth a look anyway.
Not, it's certainly.
By no means a banker.
I think it's very much worth a look, as is Cyrus Darius. And, well, hopefully it's going to be a really exciting and enthralling champion hurdle.
Other news, for the Mayor's Hurdle, that is where Vroom Vroom Mag does go, but is not ridden by Ruby Walsh. Ruby Walsh on board Limini, and Vroom Vroom Mag ridden by Paul Townsend. That is the other news, breaking as we record this, if you like, but of course by the time you listen to this, it'll be old hat, you'll know all about it. So we won't go into it too much, but I will just give you a show for the Mayor's Hurdle, the betting here at William Hill. We have got Limini as the market leader at 6-4, 9-4 Vroom Vroom Mag, Apples Jade 4s and 12s and bigger the rest of them. So all coming together now, it's going to be absolutely fascinating to see what happens. And of course when the final decks for all of Tuesday come in on Monday lunchtime, everyone will be beavering away looking at the action. Apart from the guys in the radio studio, because they'll be looking at Monday's racing, and we're going to focus on four races now. Should we start at Stratford, John?
Yeah, by all means.
What was the first race?
I hope it's the 3:15.
3:15 at Stratford is the first race that we're going to look at. And of course, Stratford is typically the cursory pre-Cheltenham meeting, isn't it? It's the one that everyone associates with it, if you like.
Yes.
And no different here.
And the Irish Raiders, humans that are, tend to go to Stratford first on the way down, which is interesting. There have been one or two very unpleasant jockey accidents at Stratford on the day before Cheltenham in the past. I remember poor Dougie Costello fracturing a limb,
Jason Maguire as well.
Yes, Jason Maguire. It's so we have fingers crossed for all jockeys, both today, Sunday, and tomorrow at Stratford.
Absolutely. Did we say 3:15? Or 3:50 first one.
Well, I hope it's 3:15, yes. Then 3:50.
Absolutely, that's absolutely fine, John. Sorry, I wasn't listening to you there. The handicap hurdle is the 3:15. It's the first one we're going to look at over 2 miles. Nine of them got a post. It's a pretty open contest, John.
Yeah, it is pretty open, and there are about sort of half a dozen horses of almost the same calibre, in my view, Alex. So, Bleu et Noir is one of them. A winner at Newton Abbott on the penultimate occasion and ran pretty well last time out, or certainly for most of the trip, has to have a chance. John Quinn's got an interesting runner. If he dries out of Stratford, then I think Errol Bow has got a really decent chance. He's spelt anyone who doesn't pick up my pronunciation, E-L, Bow Cap, B-E-A-U. And this is a useful hurdler on a sound surface. Doesn't like the mud too much. Hasn't been out for 100 days, but I don't think you need to worry about that. John Quinn gets his horses fit pretty easily, and Elbow is a horse who goes well when fresh. And so were it to go dry nicely over the night and in the morning at Stratford, then Elbow's chances would be improved. Midnight Maestro has to be a serious contender here. Alan King trains. And a decent second at Wincanton's to Sir Anthony Brown. Wouldn't have to improve much on that, I thought, Alex, to be involved, if not to win. But I'm going to go for a horse called Sleepy Haven, who is trained by Jenny Candlish and has Sean Quinlan in the saddle, a combination, incidentally, which have been doing tremendously well. They've been picking up quite a number of handicap hurdles. Baron Boy, for example, good winner at Doncaster last Saturday. This horse has been placed twice behind what I think is one of the better handicap hurdlers on the Northern Circuit, Pauline Robson's Tio Vivo, ridden by Brian Hughes. It was actually fourth Sleepy Haven at Newcastle recently when Tio Vivo won, and three outings ago was second to Tio Vivo at Kelso. With a stable in form and a reasonable price, I'll go for Sleepy Haven.
OK, Sleepy Haven in that one. We'll move swiftly on to the 350. This one a handicap chase. Just the six runners here and plenty of consistent placed form to go on here, John, but who's going to poke their head in front?
Yes, it's tricky. I had hoped that Mick Easterby was going to run Rare Admiral because I had a nice little story about him, but sadly he's taken Rare Admiral out. Consequently, it's come down to three or so who I thought have got chances. Grandioso has definitely got a possible chance, although he's been running in Hunter chases with not a great deal of success recently and was close up but not winning at Hereford last time out. And then we have Kerry Lee, whose horses are really in quite good shape at the moment, and she's got the very consistent Altipex is running in here. Is it Altipex or Altipix?
Altipix.
Yes, Altipix, who's been third, I think, on the last three occasions, and obviously lacks a gear. So we come down by a process of elimination to what I hope will be the winner, and that is Dr. Robin, who is trained by Peter Byrne and was ridden by Sean Byrne, and was a decent second last time out at Force Lass in a race that, in my view, is certainly as good as this. The Byrne stable coming into form at the moment, Alex, so I'm going to go for Dr. Robin to take that.
OK, Dr. Robin gets the nod in that one. We'll go to Chepstow then for the 5 o'clock. That's the next race that we're going to focus on. This is a handicap chase over almost 3 miles, 9 of them to choose from here, and again, plenty of consistent performance. Not the worst race this, John.
No, interesting little race, isn't it? I thought Lord Heathfield had got a chance. We've got Wing Cavalier, who'd also possibly, on one of his really good days, come into the contest. And then, again, almost by process of elimination, we come down to the two horses that I like. One of them is the almost unpronounceable Swing Con Scorchio.
Absolutely.
Which I hope that is the correct pronunciation, and Polly Gundry trains this particular animal. Now, Polly's had one or two winners recently, and Chepstow is the sort of course she does quite well at, and this particular horse ran pretty well last time out in a I think it was a novice chase at Chepstow, was second to Rock the Casbah and has the handicap debut here. I thought Polly Gundry's horse would go well, and the other one that probably has got to be the one to be beaten is the Drunky Meister, who has a horrible name, but has been running consistently well. But Polly Gundry's horse I'll go for, Swincombe Scorchio.
Right, we'll go to the Polly track for the final race of the Racing Podcast, the final race that we're going to look forward to. It is at Chelmsford City, and it's the 650, isn't it, John?
Yeah.
A mile handicap here, 9 of them to choose from. And once again, plenty of horses in decent form, and a few that maybe are coming back to form after a spell in the doldrums.
Yes, that's very true. And I quite like the one right at the bottom, Take the Helm, Brian Meehan's horse. That was actually a winner at Lingfield. A lot of horses in this race, Alex, have been running at Lingfield and actually running pretty well at Lingfield and now been transferred here to Chelmsford. Take the Helm was a winner over 7 furlongs at Lingfield, and I think the step up to a mile here at Chelmsford could well be in his favour. Bold Prediction is also one who could go pretty well, has been placed or finished fourth last time out and third the time before, is a course and distance winner, could go close. Old favourite Loyalty has to be considered. Derek Shaw's horse has been running remarkably well, but in times gone past I've lost a certain amount of money on Horsted Keynes on the turf. I remember Jamie Spencer coming late and fast, alas, too late, in one of the big handicaps at Ascot about 3 seasons ago. Now running on the all-weather in lesser company, but did, in fact, run really quite decently last time out at Lingfield. Finished third on that occasion behind Pearl Spectre, and I think that form is good enough to win here today.
Okay. Horst of Keynes then gets the nod in the 6:50 at Chelmsford. Great stuff, John. Thank you very much for joining me. Enjoy Monday's racing, but more importantly, enjoy the Cheltenham Festival. And don't forget, listeners, join us on William Hill Racing Radio on Monday. Darren Owen, Craig Forsyth and James Millman will be your studio team. Darren and Craig will be staying around for Chelmsford on the evening. So not also will you see the decent racing on the Poly Track. Let's be honest, it's not bad for a Monday night. But also get any questions in for them about the Cheltenham Festival. I'm sure they'll be only too happy to answer. Studio at williamhill.co.uk if you want to get in touch with them on Monday evening. This has been the William Hill Racing Podcast, and best of luck with your bets on Monday and, of course, through the festival.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.